الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند این ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
From the messenger of Allah, all kinds of knowledge can be placed in three general categories. One, external and sensory, another, the allegorical world, the third, the intellectual one. Social science, jurist perspectives, and precepts and transactions are examples of the first category, while rational sciences are instances of the third type, that is, intellectual one. Yet what is related and complementary to the second type is called ethics.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his sayings, Imam Khomeini has said that Islam was neither oppressor nor accepts oppression, and we want to be so, neither to oppress nor to be oppressed. Now, this is a clear statement of Islam, because Islam is the religion of justice. Islam talks about justice, and it is all about justice. The difference between capitalism, the socialism, and Islam is based on justice, because Islam calls for justice, and it is from the foundations of Islam. That is why Islam is different from the capitalism and socialism. Therefore, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is also referring to the justice, and he is talking against the oppression and to be oppressed by someone or to oppress someone. So Islam was neither oppressor nor accepts oppression, and that's why Islam raises its voice against any kind of oppression in the world. If anyone is oppressed by anyone, Islam is against the oppressors, and Islam never accepts it.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Even in the Quran, in the chapter 4, verse 108, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, after revealing some verses, he says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. These are the revelations of Allah that is in front of you. This Quran is the revelation of Allah. نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. We recite them to you in truth. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah desires not injustice onto the world, which means that Allah never desire to oppress the worlds. So Allah is talking about the justice. Allah never desires an injustice to his creatures. So he always talk about justice. And we can see that in many, many verses, there the word adl and qist is being used, that when you deal financially, deal with justice. When you live with the people, live with justice. Even if your brother has done an oppression to someone, because he's your brother, do not take his side. Take the side of the one who's been oppressed. Take the side of the one who is on the truth, because Islam is the religion of truth and haqq, and it calls towards the truth. And we, our deeds should be in line with this teachings of Islam. It should be in line. And that's what Imam Khomeini says, that we want to be so, neither to oppress nor to be oppressed, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.